That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. At the end, that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Anything is possible if you believe. I believed we were going to talk to Uri Geller today, and by golly, we have found Uri Geller in the Kiev airport in Ukraine, finishing. What is this in terms of the series, your television show over there, finding in that neck of the woods the next Uri Geller or someone who's close to the skill set that you have on television? How many episodes have you had on the air there now so far?
I've had, Doug, hi everyone, 6 episodes already. Yesterday was the 6th one. And as you know, I fly into Ukraine, into Kiev, every Sunday. I do some rehearsals, and then Monday night is a live show. And the elimination process started a couple of weeks ago. And it's interesting how, when the audience at home votes a mentalist out, it's kind of very, very sad. They play sad music, and the mentalist usually cries. I'm quite surprised at the emotions that are involved.
Really?
Because, you know, they hype up their emotions, and they want to win. They want to be the best mentalist in Ukraine. They also have this dream of me taking them to Las Vegas. You know, when I finally finish all their worldwide tour, I will get all the winners from each country, and we will fly them to Las Vegas, where we are going to stage the last finale, the biggest show in the world, to find out who is the best mentalist on this globe. So, you know, their dreams are shattered, and they evaporate right in front of them, on them, on the stage. And it's very, very sad. And I get up, you know, and I go to the center stage and I hug them and I give them words of encouragement. But it's quite how in Russia and Ukraine, they really dramatize it in a sad way.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's a sad place in reality, whether it's most of the Eastern Bloc countries, the former USSR countries, are dark and cold, and it isn't easy to find work there. There's a lot of alcoholism.
Yes. You know, Doug, hold on. We spoke, Shippy and I, Shippy, to those who are new to the show, to Doug's show, is my brother-in-law, and he travels with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this aspect this morning, and yes, you're right. Many people have kind of gloomy faces, and they try to hold on their jobs. But then, Doug, I mean, do you know how many people are under the poverty line in America,
yep,
in Israel,
yep,
in England?
Yep.
It is actually quite shocking.
Yeah.
I just looked at statistics on the internet. I mean, put Greece aside now. Let's talk about the United States. I cannot believe how many millions of people actually live in pure poverty.
Yeah.
Why? How come?
Well, because there have been, I guess, nobody likes change. There have been abuses to the system, and a lot of people have done things that didn't make a lot of sense, and yet they were told that everything was going to be okay. And in a sense, I guess everything is going to be okay, because everything is always okay, one way or another. It doesn't seem perfect, but in the world of eternity, the light of eternity, things shake out. It just is. There's too many people on the planet, Uri. There are too many people in our country. There are too many people in England. There are too many people in Greece. Just too many people. They can't be all served. And government has made it easy for some people not to work. And that's true of not our country only. It's true all around the world, as people were, you know, trying to maintain their power status. They take the people's money and they give it away. And now all of it's blowing up in everybody's face because there isn't enough money to go around. In fact, there is. You know, we all know about abundance and the fact that if you work toward things, you can create. We are not good creators, though, it would seem.
No. Well, Doug, just think, there are 7 billion people on planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
7 billion mouths to feed,
yep.
7 billion people to clothe, 7 billion people in the chain of reaching them. I mean, the food that we saw on our ground, on Mother Ground, Mother Earth, we've got to transport that food, the food chain, to get it to the right places, to those isolated islands, isolated areas on our continent.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second. There are critical skills here. You know, because of my being on the farm, you've got the farm now there next to your home in Sonning. The farm, mm-hmm. the mentality of people feeding themselves, taking care of themselves, has been lost. If you get back to that to a certain extent, then there will be at least some relief. Right now, governments everywhere, including the government of the United States, making it very difficult for people to grow even their own food. People who put gardens in the yard, nope, government says you can't have a garden there. The government says this, the government says that. And that's part of the frustration. That's why you see in some parts of the world, people who are going through what you've just described are getting frustrated with it because they know there's a better way because they've seen how it was better.
Yes, and you will always have those anti-groups, the people who will scream, like, for instance, in England, the government is now decided to release lots of land to build houses on. And, you know, there are groups all over England popping up saying, how dare you do that? You're spoiling the countryside. Mm-hmm. You're polluting our areas. You're building, you're going to build 1,000 houses right, you know, in our backyard. They're protesting. And what amazed me, Doug, is when I look at the protests that are going on in Greece, especially in Athens, I switch on to another channel, and lo and behold, I see protests in the United States,
yep.
too.
Yep.
I mean, I've seen cops, you know, policemen arrest people.
Yeah. This past,
I could not believe it. I was rubbing my eyes. I mean, is this true? Is
yeah.
this real?
And what is happening here, the United States is going through a turmoil, just beginning, in fact, to go through a turmoil based on the frustration of realizing what was and now what is not, or what is. And what is, you know, a lot of times people want to hang their hat on what other people tell them rather than to hang their hat on their own abilities. And that's part of what I was talking about. If you see yourself as prosperous, you will be. If you can see, if you look mm-hmm. into the crystal ball, you see yourself as hard up. You know how you always talk about use your head as a television set and imagine in your head what you want to be. Imagine the surroundings of whatever it is that you are desirous of accomplishing or wherever you desire to be. And with that, you have a skill that you build up. But a lot of people don't take that. They're so used to the government has bought off people, not only in our country, mm-hmm. but all around the world. They take money from one group and they give it to another group. And basically, they encourage people not to work. People like you and me who have our own businesses, you know, we're not encouraged
yeah.
to do that. We have so much government interference in what it is that we're yeah. trying to do here, especially.
But
I don't know.
Doug,
in England, it's the same.
But tell me, Doug,
yeah.
is it really possible that the riots that are happening in...
Did we lose Uri? Fooey.
Uri? Yeah,
aye.
Sure did. Let me call aye. Him back.
See, we'll pause for a moment, see if we can get him back again. I think what he was going to ask, the riots that are taking place, and we're talking about Wall Street for the most part. That's where it's going to start, and I think people without jobs who are now finding it hard to do things. You know, I'm continuing to be amazed at the number of people who are out of work. I'm trying to find somebody to work in my dairy store, and it's hard as heck to find somebody. Because the government has made it too easy to not work. But now that's drying up, so people are getting angry, and that's why you're going to see protests. People can't get food, they can't have housing, they don't have jobs, and that's what causes changes in leadership, dramatic changes sometimes. All right, we'll see if we can reconnect with Uri in a moment. 17 after on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was shit high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so faith and confidence we're talking about here, and whether or not we have it in ourselves, because if you don't have it in yourselves, how are you going to go beyond where you are? And that sort of comes back around to the people that you have in the television shows you've been doing around the world to find the best mentalist in the world. These people have to have confidence, don't they, Uri, in order to win? Anybody in any competition has to have that.
Yes, they do have to have confidence. We've got to be inspired again to make it in this life. I just was, when I dropped the phone, it was my fault. I was asking the question that, do you think that what we see that is happening in Greece, can that happen in the United States? I will leave this question open, and I'd like to talk about it next week because I'm through an X-ray machine here.
Right.
And I'm boarding the plane, so I apologize. I love you all.
All right.
And let's continue talking about this, because this is fascinating.
Yep. All right, we'll hold that thought. Don't you forget, and I won't forget. Uri Geller, go to his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Fascinating things and a fascinating life from a fascinating man. And there's so many fascinating people in our country. We were talking earlier about how I've just sort of written off all of these talent shows until this latest sing-off show, which really seems to bring people together that really have talent. And I think it's inspiring. And everybody's looking for inspiration. We really are. We're all looking for something. Can you find it? Is it around the corner? Is it luck? What puts things together? Why are we together, Richie? Was that luck? Why are we together, Roberta? Was that luck? What was the reason?
It was a twist of fate.
Fate. 20 after fate. On Good Day.
And fate.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Before we get back to the sing-off, I have a 2020 news quiz question that I would like you to try to take a shot at and answer quickly. We're going to meet Brooke DeLynch, who is the founder of MomStream.com in a few
Mom's
minutes.
Mom's Team.
Mom's Team. What did I say?
Mom's Stream.
Oh.
Mom's Team. It's a kids' sports
yes,
site
it is,
for
right.
moms.
Moms. I don't know where I got Mom's Stream, but it is streaming at Mom's Steam, MomsTeam.com.
Yes.
Right? Mom's Team. All right,
yes,
got that. Thank you. Meanwhile, the United States, as we were just every day the subplot of everybody's life is what are we going to do to fix our problems? And they seem to be getting better. They seem to be getting worse. Major companies in our country has decided to allow you to donate money. They are beginning to collect donations from customers to stimulate job growth. It's the program is called Jobs for USA program. What national company is doing that? Obviously, it's a company that serves a product that we consume. Otherwise, they wouldn't have exposure to you. Do you know what the name of the company is?
It's going crazy on Twitter right now.
800-510-8255. Right. It is the big main focus on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you can answer the question quickly and get a swell prize. 800-510-8255. What company is collecting donations to spur U.S. job growth and creation? It's actually a pretty interesting and a fairly novel idea. It will probably get other firms to do the same thing, I'm betting. I'll see how the numbers are going. But anyway, we want to know what the name of the company is that's collecting donations to stir up a job creation. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, we celebrate the sing-off, which I have come to the conclusion as I listen to this, we found something with this show. I don't think the X Factor has it. I don't think America's Got Talent has it. I don't think American Idol has it. I think this show has it because it finds people who are singing and using no orchestration. Very cleverly done.
It's raw talent.
Raw talent. Here's Delilah, no relation to the nighttime host, singing a Martha and the Vandellas hit. Remember, all of the things that sound like instruments are voices.
Whenever he calls my name,
it's a great song. All the judges have loved all these performances you've had on here. Can't help but clap. Roberta! Nah, you're on the wrong. You're off.
I think it's the delay.
You think it's the delay? Okay. All right, so there was another contender called Vocal Point, which sings a ballad, a Frank Sinatra ballad. So much great music around. It's nice some of it's being revived. Isn't this great stuff? Wow, you talk about inspiration. Is this an NBC? I think it's an NBC show. Isn't it the thing off?
I think it is, yes.
But network, yeah. Is it on two nights a week
it's
or just one?
It's Nick Lachey, and he's NBC time.
And he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. As some episodic overviews. We've had snippets here and there in the last hour or so of the contestants on the sing-off. Good luck to all of them. Speaking of good luck, let's find out who got good luck and figure out what company it is that's getting donations to spur U.S. job growth. 800-510-8255. Susanna, listening in El Paso to KTSM. Hi, Susanna.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's
how are
good
you?
To hear. I'm well, thank you very much. In the interest of time, tell us the company that's trying to get customers to help others get jobs.
Starbucks.
Starbucks has started it. Richie, do you know how much they've collected so far?
I don't. I'm going to check, though.
Watch that. All right, Susanna, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Sprint spent $20 billion to buy 30.5 million iPhones over the next 4 years, seeing the lack of Apple's handset as the reason why customers are fleeing. Sprint will have to double its subscribers and move them all to iPhones to profit from the deal. In other news, Walmart's going to offer a $30 a month phone plan through T-Mobile that has 4G data, texting, and 100 minutes of talk time. That SBs will be throttled after 5 gigabytes of use, but the plan is contract-free and a good option if you're a heavy data user. And finally, one of the biggest improvements to Apple's iPhone 5 will be the introduction of Siri's personal assistant software. The company was purchased by Apple last year and will let users accomplish tasks through voice communication. Steve Jobs equates the technology to artificial intelligence. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. No matter how well trained you are, you can sustain your best performances with support. How many of you have coaches? How many of you are coached by somebody? Maybe a spouse, could be a parent, could be a coworker, could be a boss, could be a friend, whatever. I believe Richie is a coach for me, and I believe Roberta is a coach for me, and I think, likewise, I act as a coach for them. It's all part of the scheme of things. Who coaches you? Who helps you? Who makes it easier for you, or at least helps you to understand the big picture better? I think that's all we have in our minds. Who is it that's... who influences you? There are a lot of people who are... I get... mail now, Richie, from magazine companies, and I think I said this, I sort of chuckled the first time I saw it. I get People Magazine. It's addressed to Doug Steffen, comma, influencer. Okay. Maybe. I don't see myself that way, but I suppose we do. We're here. I'm not here to try to tell you what's best. I'll tell you what I think and try to expose you to lots of different things. One of the things that I've been on for the past, when did I have my Cerascan experience? It was last winter, wasn't it? March, I think, when I had my brain examined by this company, Cerascan, out in Denver. And through it, I learned a lot about myself, but more importantly, I learned about a problem that is now, I think I was a little ahead of the curve, and so I started talking about it and didn't get any traction. Now, it seems, with the advent of the NFL signing their contract and these people who have committed suicide that were football players or they have developed at a very early age dementia and they've developed Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and other things, football players, hockey players, soccer players, even cheerleaders, wrestlers, people who box, all these people now, it seems with the circle of influence that we're finding, are having a problem. or certainly have a potential. The sports brain concussions are the focus of a website, momsteam.com, MOMSTEAM.com. The founder and organizer of momsteam.com is Brooke DeLynch, and she joins us now. She's also the author of Home Team Advantage, The Critical Role of Mothers in Youth Sports. Ms. DeLynch, nice to have you here. I'm glad you were able to join us.
Thank you, Doug. It's nice to be here.
What went on or goes on in your family that brought this to your attention?
Well, specifically concussions, going all the way back to 1999, when one of my triplet sons had decided to play football. His brothers were playing soccer. He grew up playing soccer. But he, in the middle school, decided to start playing football. And he actually, we knew he had a couple of concussions. And then going into high school back in 2000, he had a series of events where I was prompted to bring him to a neuropsychologist just to find out what was going on. And they had done some studying of his abilities a little bit earlier, a couple of years prior. And then in 2000, they decided that he was having some serious situations, and we related it to his football playing. And at that point, I needed to bring him take him out of football. So that was in 2000. At about the same time, I was pretty much the go-to mom. So all of the mothers were coming to me with all of the different questions about how to fit lacrosse cleats. Can the boys use their football cleats for lacrosse? How to talk to a coach? All of these questions were coming to me. So in about 1999, I actually started to write a survival guide for sports parents. And that's when I decided to put together Mom's Team. So actually, Mom's Team is not just about concussions, but it is about any kind of a question that a youth sports parents have, whether it's health and safety or nutrition. But yes, in fact, out of the more than 10,000 pages on Mom's Team, we've got about 400 pages that are specific to concussions. And folks have many times come into our site over the years. So actually, going back to 2000, I hope I'm not losing you, that is when we really started to put a lot of effort into the concussion channel. And by about 2001, I actually was approached by an uncle of a young 17-year-old who had catastrophically died of a second impact syndrome on the football field. And it was at that point in 2001 that I gathered my team around and I said, okay, we're going to try to put an end to parents not knowing what is going on out there. So Dr. Robert Cantu, Bob Cantu, was our first expert back in 2001. So we've been leading this discussion, this conversation about youth sports concussions since about 2000. And boy, it was so nice in 2006 when really a number of things happened. Tragically, Andre Waters committed suicide right before Thanksgiving. And that's when the awareness really started. Many people had jumped on the bandwagon by about 2005, started coming out with books. And so the rest is history. We're making a lot of progress in this field.
Well, the thing that is very concerning to me is the way this has been poo-pooed. I am on the board of trustees of a university in Ohio. I brought this up there, and I brought the whole consideration up as to whether we ought to find better helmets. I'm trying to find better helmets, find funding for better helmets. But when I was first going to bring it up, granted, I hadn't done a lot of preparation, but the people were so worried about me bringing this up because Ohio is so crazy about football.
Sure.
And Texas the same way. Florida the same way. There are a lot of people who became very angry at me because I was bringing this message to the surface. And I'm not, I didn't create the problem. I'm just wanting people, for what I believe to be good reasons, to be aware of it. And to somehow, as some people said, I was trying to kill the football program. I'm not trying to kill anything. I'm trying to help people understand, and I think in a responsible way, people like you. I had not met you before. I have not talked to you before. But I will tell you, you have a fast friend in me, because I think once parents know, and I'd be curious to get your spin on this, once a mother knows, and this is an organization, momsteam.com, we're having a conversation with Brooke DeLynch, who's the founder of it. Once people have this information, it seems to me, and I've said this, that it is, I guess the word I've used has been, it's not smart. It's irresponsible for a mother and or a father to let a son or daughter get involved in these very aggressive sports, knowing there's a possibility, and a real possibility, they could be severely hurt and affected for the rest of their lives.
You know, there's so many trade-offs in life. And when my children were playing sports and when my son was playing football, I absolutely felt great about it. He was doing everything right for his body, except for, yes, when he got the concussion, but so important for the kids to be out exercising. It's great for them to be with a team, learning how to work with other people. It's great for organization. He was much more organized with his studies. So it's very difficult. And as I travel the country, I've crisscrossed the country a couple of times now, especially as a for HarperCollins with Home Team Advantage. I speak primarily to football parents.
Mm-hmm.
They gravitate towards Mom's Team. We happen to have a really great team of experts who help lead the company. And it's a difficult situation. I cannot stand up and say to any parent, you are being irresponsible.
Well, what is it then? What is it? If it's not irresponsible, I know it's a trade-off, and I'm with you on that, but what is it if it's not irresponsible?
Well, I think that if parents are letting their kids go out and play sports, and they're letting them play football, if they're not educated, and they don't know the signs and symptoms, and if they don't know what different injuries are all about, if they don't know how to speak to a coach, then that's irresponsible. So what we try to do, and the emphasis we put on, is, all right, you think your child has had a concussion. Here's how to talk to your coach to let your coach understand that it's not a good situation to put the child back in. So what we do is we really focus on giving parents the tools that they need to be successful in this whole parenting, youth sports parenting arena.
That, to us, is
where we have to put our focus.
Yeah. Well, I think that you have your work cut out for you. You've obviously been on this for a while, and you've been successful. So I can, I'm going to certainly use my facility, whether it's the radio program or whether it's my website or anything that will help promote momsteam.com. Rich, as a matter of fact, let's make sure we put that up on Facebook, as I'm sure you have, vice versa, Brooke. It's just this sort of thing, something parents need to know. You've worked hard on it. I see that you're a neighbor of mine. You live on the South Shore. I'm in Framingham. And yet we are able to talk to people all around the country and all around the world who have, you know, just a little bit of knowledge, and now they have a little bit more knowledge, and that's where the power comes from. The more you know, the better the decisions. I just don't like being, being sort of blackballed because I'm bringing up something that people don't want to hear.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And, you know, in fact, back in the 1920s, 1930s, our kids were boxing.
You're an athlete yourself, didn't you? You were a squash player. There's nothing easy about that.
Well, there's nothing easy about any of the sports. Every single sport that a child is going to play out there is going to injure them potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was quite injured while playing squash. I broke my leg. I've had a number of reconstructive surgeries on my knee, and right now I don't have an ACL, so I'm really suffering.
Yeah.
And if I were to look back and say, knowing what I know now and knowing the pain that I am in many days now, waiting for a brand new knee, would I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, yes, I would. Because for every single day that I was out there exercising, not only was it helping me with my skills on the court and keeping myself in great shape, mm-hmm. it also helped me with my interpersonal relationships.
Sure.
It helped me with my
organization. Plenty of good things that come out of the camaraderie that is built around sports, and I think I wouldn't want to leave the suggestion that it's all bad. It just seems to me we could do a better job with it, and that's part of the continuing work here. How's your son, by the way? You told a story at the beginning.
My son is doing well. He's doing well, thanks. But yes, he will feel some of the effects for his entire life. And you know, we have seen some huge developments, wonderful developments on the concussion front in recent months.
Right. And the knowledge.
We've got 28 states now, plus D.C., mm-hmm. who have passed very strong laws. And this has all happened in the past couple of years.
Let me introduce you for just a minute. We only have a moment or so left, but the fellow who's the medical advisor here in this program is named Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he has been through a lot of this with me. And I wonder, Ken, as you've listened to this conversation with Brooke DeLynch, if you have any questions or comments about where we are here. This is just another way of us alerting people to what's going on. The website is momsteam.com. But, Ken, I thought I'd give you a moment with Brooke.
Well, being in Florida, I just know how challenging it is to deal with parents who will do anything to get their kids out there on the football field and be stars.
Yeah, and that's what you're confronting. That's what it's all about. So a lot of those stories, I'm guessing, at momsteam.com. Brooke, thank you. Let's make a pact here. From time to time when I'm bringing people on the program to talk about this, if I can invite you to join us, perhaps you can ask some questions that are more intelligent than questions that I might ask.
Oh, Doug, thank you. I'd love to make a pact with you. I don't know how often I can do it, but I'd love to help in any way that I can.
Well, let's see what we can do. Brooke, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take good care. Brooke DeLynch, momsteam.com. Let's get right to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken always has important medical information. He does the research, does a yeoman's job on that. In fact, all right, so in terms of important things today, the Nobel Prize winner dies of cancer, and he doesn't know that he's the winner, right?
This is an amazing story because there's only been one previous posthumous award that was ever given out by the Nobel Committee, because by the rules, you're supposed to be alive when you receive it. And the call came Monday that Ralph Steinman at New York's Rockefeller University died, unfortunately, on Friday, just a couple of days before this was awarded. And he had been fighting pancreatic cancer for 4 years, actually using the dendritic cell-based immunotherapy of his own design that he had discovered in the 1970s. This is a very important discovery. It's going to help us make vaccines against cancer. The first one was approved this past year, helped by his research. Also, it'll help us with vaccines for antibiotic-resistant microbes. It's a sad but happy story. Congratulations. This is an amazing accomplishment.
Speaking of cancer, there's a story about the number of people having to deal with breast cancer.
Good news from the American Cancer Society. Breast cancer death rates are on the decline. This is due to earlier detection and also due to better treatments.
All right. And older fathers have a problem, or could have a problem.
They pass on gene mutations that lower intellect. This is out of the Journal of Medical Genetics. It just seems as we get older, our sperm doesn't work as well.
Speak for yourself. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sob do we
hear. S is from the movie Damn Yankees, the number one movie during this week in 1958. We've gone back to the moldy oldies. S actually sounds pretty good. You got to have heart from Damn Yankees. You ever see this, Trucker?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how taste has changed over the decades.
And yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, let's be honest, a movie like that wouldn't get made today. I don't think so.
I find it hard looking at some of the old movies. Every once in a while, if I'm on the couch or something Saturday night and I'm flipping around and you see an older movie come up, I find myself not really wanting to watch it because it just doesn't seem up to the quality, isn't as good for whatever. Once in a while, you know, Western or something like that, but I find myself not being intrigued. There was a Paul Newman movie on the other night that was an exception to that, and I can't remember what it was, but I don't remember the... I just watched it for a while and thought, you know, it's distracting not to have... I guess we're all spoiled, not to have it, like, clear.
That's definitely a good analogy, because I find myself doing the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Because not all prints are created equal, and even some older films are remastered beautifully, but some the print has been damaged, and it's not a great-looking print, and it does distract your enjoyment.
Right, it does. Yep. All right. Let's get to the number one movie for this week in 1996 now. Our contest focuses on three clips, the audio from the movie. We're going to play them now, and then you'll guess what the name of the movie is. And if you're right and you've never won before on Movie Moments, you'll get a swell prize. We have three different things that we're giving away. Here's the first of three clips.
It's very important you don't stink today. Hey, I make no guarantees.
Anybody got anything? I wouldn't be able to pick it out of that.
No, not yet.
I should know this, but I don't.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll find out. Here we go. Number two.
You got the number 7 record in the country.
Got it.
All right.
Oh, I think I know.
Roberta knows.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Chucka, you got it?
I got it because his wife was being interviewed last night on the Joy Behar show.
Really?
Ah.
Okay. Not about this movie, but he put it together and starred in it, too. Didn't he produce it and star in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was in it, and he directed it.
Yep, last clip.
Are you crazy?
A man in a really nice camper wants to put our song on the radio. Give me a pen. I'm signing. You're signing. We're all signing.
Should have had that set to music or a little bit of music from the show. At any rate, that's the movie. Those are the clips. You figure it out or find out in your list of resource buckets what the name of it is, and you'll be entitled to the swell prize. 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Morning routines for families can be stressful enough, even without preparing a great-tasting breakfast. I'm Risa Jill Miller. But now you have a chance to win a morning routine makeover with Simple Morning Solutions from mom of seven and host of the PBS show Hannah Help Me, Hannah Keeley. Smucker's invites you to go to snackandwaffles.com to choose your favorite morning routine personality. One grand prize winner will receive a $5,000 morning routine makeover and one-on-one consultation with Hannah.
Mornings are full of the unexpected. Forgotten homework, spilled milk, and a quick game of hide-and-seek for the car keys. With some simple strategies, such as keeping a supply of heat-and-eat options in the freezer, like Smucker's Snack and Waffles, pre-sweetened waffles, mornings for busy parents can be stress-free.
To learn more and find complete official rules, visit snackandwaffles.com. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older, void where prohibited. No purchase necessary, ends November 17th.
Chucker, movie news time.
All right, Doug, last week it was reported that Steven Spielberg was being courted to direct an epic movie about the life of the biblical Moses. Well, yesterday it was announced that Paramount Pictures has agreed to finance Black Sun director Darren Aronofsky's $150 million biblical epic, Noah, the story of Noah and the Ark. Christian Bale, from what I hear, is being targeted to play the character of Noah. Other news, Kiefer Sutherland in an interview says a 24-movie script is almost done. I still don't believe it's going to be made, but we'll see what happens.
Why do you have that attitude?
My gut feeling is it's not going to happen. He's attached to a TV show called Todd Chase, play the father of a psychic son that's going to air on Fox mid-season, so I just don't feel it.
All right. Sal in New York, what's the name of the movie?
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. You got it, sir. Hold on a second. Get a better cell phone, but also hold on.